Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashutosh Somani from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thanks, operator, and welcome everyone to the call. I will first thank Welspun Management for giving JM the opportunity to host today's call. Without much ado, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa, Head Investor Relations, Welspun Group, to introduce the management. Over to you, Salil.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Good morning and welcome to all of you. On behalf of Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q3 and nine-month FY25 results earnings call. Along with me, we have with us today Mr. Anuj Buraki, Chief Executive Officer and Whole-Time Director. I have Navin Agarwal, who's the Chief Financial Officer, and Gautam, who heads Investor Relations for Welspun Corp. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation. This was filed yesterday with the exchanges. The presentation is also available on the company's website. During today's discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. I'll request you to take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in the presentation. As usual, we will start the forum with opening remarks by Anuj, and then we will open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered post the earnings call, please feel free to reach out to any one of us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Anuj Buraki, Chief Executive Officer and Whole-Time Director. Over to you, Anuj.
Thank you, Salil. Good morning, everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you for joining us in quarter three and nine months financial year 25 earnings call of Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited. Today, I'll briefly share insights into the global macroeconomic environment, our industry scenario, and the company's performance before we move into an interactive session. Let me start with the macroeconomic outlook. According to the latest World Economic Outlook by IMF, global GDP growth is projected at 3.3% both for  2025 and 2026. This is primarily unchanged as higher projection for the U.S. has offset the downward revision in some major European economies. Forecasts for India's growth rate remained unchanged at 6.5% both for financial year 25 and financial year 26. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of India, in its latest announcement, has projected real GDP growth at 6.6% for financial year 25, backed by revival in rural consumption, a pickup in government consumption and investment, and strong services export. Continuing with the trend in the previous quarter, quarter three financial year 25 also witnessed slow demand with very competitive margins, primarily owing to weak economic activity in major global economies and continued geopolitical events. Demand remained low in aerospace, oil and gas, petrochemicals, and automotive industry, etc., which adversely impacted our business potential and performance. Looking at our financials, for 9 months FY25 period, we have reported a revenue of 541 crore and an EBITDA of rupees 38 crores. Stainless steel products sales volume during this period stood at approx 14,000 tons, while pipes and tube volumes stood at about 3,500 tons. Similarly, for quarter three financial year 25, total income stood at 199 crores, up 15% quarter on quarter, and an EBITDA of about 13 crores, which is 56% up quarter on quarter. During quarter 3, PAT stood at around 3.5 crores negative at against 6 crore loss in quarter 2. Cash PAT turned positive during quarter 3. The order book of the company at the end of quarter 3 stood at about 4,200 tons valued at approximately 185 crores. Owing to some positive developments with respect to gradual easing of Middle East tensions, expected boost in USA oil and gas investments as announced by the new regime, we are anticipating revival of stainless steel demand in high consumption Western Hemisphere. The company remains sharply focused on domestic Indian market, which is steadily growing and offering significant opportunities, especially in value segments like energy, defense, outer space, power gen, shipbuilding, public infrastructure, etc. These spends on various strategic sectors combined with preference for domestic manufacturing under Make in India policy is creating a demand thrust in the country. The growth spend is expected to continue and increase further in times to come with significant potential of benefit to the company's business, especially the pipe business. Friends, you would be happy to know WSSL got felicitated at BHEL's Samvad 4 event for developing Super 304H and T91 SS boiler tubes for supercritical power plants. This further reinforces our commitment to develop and deliver high-value grades for critical applications. It also paves the way for our expansion into attractive power gen segment. I am pleased to inform you that we have also received approval from Engineers India Limited, EIL, for supply of duplex and super duplex grade steel bars for EIL project applications. This will now be followed with evaluation of duplex grade seamless pipes and tubes. I wish to mention here that we are in the advanced stages for our other important certifications, including AS9100D for aerospace and NORSOC 650M for North Sea applications. After developing, delivering and commercializing our new product offerings such as 13 chrome and 9 chrome bars for oil and gas sector applications and niche Wellsonic 50, we are in discussion with our customers for further new grade businesses. A trial order for Nitronic 60 has already been booked. With strategic growth objectives, we are preparing to explore new markets including South American region and South Africa, while continuing our strong marketing efforts in the EU, Turkey, USA, etc. Talking about sustainability, I am happy that we could report a 13% reduction in overall energy intensity during 9 months financial year 25 compared to financial year 24. Share of renewable energy stood at 32% of our total electricity consumption during 9 months of financial year 25 as compared to 24% during the same period last year. It gives me immense pleasure to apprise that WSSL is now certified as Great Place to Work by GPTW Institute, highlighting our focus on our people. In the face of currently challenged macroeconomic scenario, we continue to rely and harness our core competencies, that is focusing on developing and delivering value-added products, greater market penetration, strong customer relationships, and securing further approvals and accreditations. Before I end my discussion, I also wish to inform that company board has approved raising of funds up to 350 crores by way of issuance of equity shares through rights issue. The funds are intended to be used for debottlenecking and certain capability upgradations, etc., augmentation of working capital, repayment of debt, and general corporate purposes, or any other purpose as may be determined appropriate by the board or committee. With this, I'd like to open the floor to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Once again, a reminder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Muskan Rastogi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, good morning,
in the last con call that you mentioned that in second quarter that you have guided strong performance in SS pipes. However, it decreased 8% year-on-year and 16% quarter-on-quarter. What would be the reason for this, sir?
See, in the last call, what we had discussed was we expect the pipe performance to improve, you know, during quarter three and onwards.
Mm-hmm.
And here if you see, which is also getting reflected in our bottom line, see, it is not really important as to, you know, 100 to 200 tons volume, whether, you know, we do less or more. What is more important is whether we have been able to retain the value out of it. If you really see, you know, pipe had been, you know, compared to quarter two, absolutely stronger. And, you know, we expect this to be continuing going forward.
Okay. Also, like in the last con call, you mentioned that the CFI26 has positive years. So from where is this visibility coming from? Is it from the export? Since you mentioned we are seeing long, good traction from the domestic market. So our focus is to, this focus is more on value growth or more on volume growth?
You see, Khan, it is really, it's a very complex business environment. And you see, there are two things that are happening here. One is our own capabilities and second is how markets are moving. It is very, very clear that currently the domestic market is offering the maximum opportunities to a business like us by way of, you know, a lot of spend that's happening, and as mentioning in my opening remarks as well. Having said that, we cannot lose our focus on our export markets. I mean, maybe they are slow, maybe they are not doing as, you know, that well at this point in time, but that's not going to remain forever. You know, the large manufacturers that are using our steel, or the, you know, the fabricators that are using our pipes and tubes in these export markets are going to be there. So maybe there is a slowdown at this point in time, but then, you know, our focus remains equally there. Having said that, we expect that the overall volume or the overall business in, you know, very near term looks to be coming more from domestic in proportion than from export.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So just one question. I mean, on the we had a 100 odd crores of BHEL order, net BHEL order, post the GST. How much of that was executed in the current quarter? How much is pending? Because that was supposedly a very high value-added product order with decent margins. So just want to understand how much did we execute out of the total pipe sales?
I will not have exact here that what went up to 31st of December, but only partially would have executed in 31st, you know, in this quarter. And the balance will be spilling over in quarter four. I would also like to mention, Niraj, it is not just one order or, let's say, you know, one particular business which is bringing the whole value. Let's say, you know, there are other products also, and some of them are going into the export markets, which are, you know, equally high value and, you know, equally better value. So, so it's a mix, and we are very confident that quarter four will be, you know, sustained as quarter three or even better.
Okay, so that, I mean, just to be on that order specific, that will be completed in Q4, that order.
That one, yeah, I mean, that one definitely will get, you know, completed in Q4, yeah.
Okay. And sir, just how's the pricing for the SS bars in export market? I mean, when do you see any recovery And any guidance you would like to put it for this year, next year? That is my question, sir. That's my side. Thanks.
Yeah, we would love to give, you know, put some guidance. But you see, here, when we understand clearly that not one but so many factors out there are not behaving the right way, you know, it will be probably not really appropriate to give a guidance. Only what I can say and what we can see is when we speak to a lot of, you know, market participants and our customers, one thing is clear that, you know, this lull had remained for very long. And at the same time, you see, the confidence in the market is low because, you know, there are still geopolitical issues out there which have not been settled completely. The new regime in US is yet to get settled, and, you know, the world will come to know as to, you know, how things pan out. So while these are, you know, the factors which are bringing in, you know, some kind of a caution, but at the same time, you know, these people are also very clear that there is not much material in the pipelines. Mm-hmm. So which means, you know, the moment there is a little uptick, there is a little optimism coming in, there will be a pent-up demand. So, you know, we are also taking things very cautiously, at the same time remaining, you know, quite optimistic, you know, that in over next one or two quarters, things will start, you know, improving. And I can also say that we are seeing a little uptick in our, you know, inquiry book also. So, you know, we are sort of keeping a watch and, you know, driving it that way.
Perfect. Great, sir. Thanks, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a few questions on growth. So in terms of order book, we have, you know, outstanding order book worth 185 crores. So wanted to know, understand, like, what sort of projects or what is the what is the, you know, pipeline that we've bidded for, and what is our hit ratio like? Like, are there any projects that we've bidded for, and what is the value of that projects, and what is our hit ratio?
So, morning, Path. First of all, you see, we are doing two products, two different businesses. One is selling the steel, and the other is selling pipes and tubes. By the nature, you know, the steel business is something which is more of a spot business, which means that, you know, you don't bid for a long term, and generally it happens, you know, either, you know, once the offers are made and, you know, the negotiations and the finalization happens very fast. So, you know, in steel, normally, unless there is a, you know, big boom for some reason, the order book would normally not be more than 3 months, 4 months. And that is how it is. So, which at this point in time is a bit lower than, you know, what ideal order book should be. At the same time, on the pipe side, of course, we have, you know, we have a strong bid book, as I was also mentioning before. And we are very, very confident that, you know, we will be able to, again, you know, refill our order book on the pipe.
Okay. Sir, any number over here on pipe size?
That's not there with me right now, but you see, there are multiple projects across domestic as well as export segments. So I think we are good at, you know, good in that area.
Got it. And so this 185 crores of order book, and how, what is the timeline we can execute, you know, this?
Well, you see, some of these will have orders with specific timelines, and, you know, some are like ASAP, so it's a mix. But I would say that, you know, and this is as of 31st of December. So obviously, you know, during January also, this would have undergone a change. So I think we are working steadily with the 2 months, 2.5 months of order book. And, you know, as the things start to improve, you know, the first thing that's going to happen is how this 2 months become a 4 months, you know, kind of a visibility.
Got it. Sir, is there any, you know, revenue or volume guidance that we've given out for 25 and also profitability guidance?
Well, 3 quarters have already gone, so I believe you know, we would be able to sustain quarter three and build over it. I would definitely hope that quarter four is better, and next year, of course, much better than financial year 24.
Okay. Okay. And sir, on profitability, do we have any benchmark like a thing where, you know, you think that it would be the bottom and things would, you know, look up from there?
See, right now I think what the whole market, the whole world, and especially this asset creation segment is going through the lows that could be possible, probably, you know, is the bottom. This is what everybody genuinely feels, because now mill margins have wiped out, you know, when you look at the minerals cost or the scrap cost, they are nearing, you know, their collection cost. I mean, the whole value chain, no one is actually making margins or money, you know. So if you just leave the exceptions aside, I mean, right now probably it's the bottom of the, you know, whole value creation curve. So we can always expect, you know, things to be better from here. Now, whether in this quarter, next quarter, I mean, that is something we need to see. Yeah.
Fair enough, sir. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We have follow-up questions from Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, we indicated that board has approved 350 crores of rights issue. So wanted to understand what sort of money would be spent over capex and what's on debottlenecking, and how much capacity expansion or capacity addition can we expect from this?
So, Parth, on this, you know, I'd like to clarify that I've been also telling this in our earlier calls, that we are not envisaging any capacity expansion. We have enough capacity, and currently, you know, we have not been utilizing our capacity to its fullest. So, first is no capacity expansion. But what we have been doing and what we intend to do, you know, with the, you know, in the next term, and also utilizing some funds out of the issue that we are bringing in, is the debottlenecking processes to be able to, you know, which will further aid utilization of our overall capacity. Then some upgradations and modernization, which is required in certain processes, certain equipment and all. And beyond that, I mean, we are not envisaging any capacity expansion.
Sir, how much, like, of the 350 crores will be utilized towards this debottlenecking, upgradation and modernization?
So that is still a WIP part. I think, you know, the committee appointed by the board is still working on it. And, you know, this is the approval by the board to, you know, go for a raise by using right issue as a route. And the appointed committee is, you know, working on the, you know, the next level detailing and things.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Bimal Sampath, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so just wanted to understand this new products and great development and all what we are doing. Do we have a specific customer who is guiding us that you make this for us, or How is it? I mean, are we doing it on our own or some technical help from somebody?
So you asked two different questions. One is, you see, we have that know-how, that market intelligence as to for which applications, what kind of grades are used. And it's a natural progression that, you know, the from the difficulty level, so, you know, you do one level of grade or a product and then you switch to the next and to the next. And this is how we are going. And obviously, we follow a strategy where when we have to develop something new, we always try to find a customer first, you know, who is a buyer for that, not just develop and keep it with us. And so that it also goes into the market simultaneously and others also come to know of it. And then, you know, we start commercializing. We start getting more orders around it, and which has happened with almost every new product that we have developed. Obviously, every product will have its own size of market. Some has big market, some has small market. Some sells more in domestic, some sells more in export. So it's a mix. And as far as development is, you know, we have, you know, the in-house new product development team. There is a team of metallurgists as well as, you know, the experienced people who normally plan well in advance and then execute also in, you know, that way. Yes, sometimes if there is some aspect wherein we require some expertise or some, you know, particular help, we obviously reach out to external expertise for, you know, for getting those things cleared before we go for actual production. So this is how normally it is done, you know, in the industry.
Yeah, and on this aerospace certification process, how long will it take? And for that, do we have some prospective customer lined up? And what is the size of that opportunity?
See, the global aerospace market is very, very big. Let's understand, it's, you know, certification is something like a base certification, which is called AS9100D, without which you cannot supply for aerospace, which means your facility is having all those necessary capabilities to be able to produce materials for aerospace. That is the first thing. And we have come a long way. I think we are very near to getting this completed. I would hope, if not in this quarter, very early next quarter, this certification will be over. And this, by the way, one of the toughest, you know, to really get through. There is a huge size of market, as I said, but at the same time, you see, a customer would not just start buying because you have
sampling. They will start sampling.
Yeah, they will start sampling, and then one customer, which is, let's say, for passenger planes, you know, it is the most tough to really get in. So one starts with cargo, then gets to the, you know, let's say, the lower criticality components, and then, you know, higher criticality. So it's a journey. But there is a huge scope, and I think adding of aerospace will definitely add a lot of value to the overall business.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I wanted to understand the sector, and I'm very sorry, pardon me for my ignorance. I just started, you know, tracking the space. So I wanted to understand a few things in terms of how should we one look at, you know, demand in both in terms of steel as well as pipes and tubes. I believe that, you know, pipes and tubes is a much more critical component that would, you know, go for industrial applications, like, you know, as you said, aerospace, ONG and all. So I wanted to understand, like, in terms of steel, who would be our customers, and in pipes and tubes, who would be our customers? Like, if you could name like just 2 to 3 of your customers, if it's possible.
The customers we have, I mean, a whole flurry of customers, but I, you know, I can give you a very broad differentiation, Parthi. First of all, stainless steel is not cheap, right? It's a value product.
Right.
Now, within stainless steel, you can have low value, high value, but, you know, it is a value product in first place. You know, you put nickel and you put chrome into it. So, any application that stainless steel goes in for is, you know, a value application or a specialized application, and especially when it comes to the heavy bars or the product range that we produce, we end up selling either to
the reprocessors who are maybe the forgers, the machinists, you know, the flange manufacturers, the other pipe manufacturers, and so on and so forth. And also a lot of steel gets sold, you know, to these stockholders, which are large stockholders, and some of them holding as high as like $1 billion inventory or a 2 billion euros inventory across, you know, the whole continent. They are very large. And what they do is they stock a lot of different grade sizes in, you know, and they package it in a sense that if there is a requirement coming in, so they have everything available with them to be readily sold. And again, the application in the end is going to be either production of a shaft, you know, boat shaft and things like that, or, you know, reprocessing by way of machining into various components, or a reforging or a drawing, or a, I mean, there are a lot of applications. But in the end, it goes for something, some or the other value application.
Got it. And in terms of the pipes and tubes, it would be like for like all these, you know, nuclear players or ONG players, all of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, nuclear power is one of the application. There is a big application which is called heat exchanger, where
yes,
we sell to heat exchanger fabricators, and then after the heat exchanger is made, they, you know, they sell it to, let's say, the OEMs for oil and gas, for nuclear power, for so many other applications. So there are various channels, various ways, you know, pipes get sold.
Right. So and when we, like, I understand that, you know, we right now we are not, you know, putting up any capacity, but if you had to, you know, put up capacity, so how would you, you know, look at your return ratios? What is our company's, you know, threshold ROCs that we would like to, you know, attain over a period, and what sort of payback period also we, you know, we target usually?
If for a new capacity, I think it will be difficult to say, Park, because you see, there's not a straight simple answer to that. As far as we are concerned, you know, our internal target, if I have to say something, I mean, I can tell you below 25% is not something that we consider as a, you know, something as a target for ourselves. So the ROC for the business must be 25%. Of course, you know, you not always achieve it, but yeah, I mean, we are on that path. Right. Very, very clear.
There would be years where, there would be the years of down, where the cycle is, you know, not in your favor, and but usually we target 25% plus ROCs.
Yes.
And so if you had to put up a capacity, like, I understand that, you know, steel would be one of your raw material for that you use for pipes and tubes. But if you, you know, you definitely, you know, there are, you know, there would be two ways. One is you take your material from someone else, or you, you know, manufacture it in-house. So if you had to, you know, put up capacity right now, so would it be, you know, pipes and tubes is more favorable, or steel is more favorable for you?
Well, if you are talking in a hypothetical manner, as a new investor, I would always look at, you know, bridging the lower capacity with, you know, with whatever high capacity we already have. So let's say if the steel capacity is much higher than pipe, right? So one would always tend to add to the pipe capacity. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, we are finding for this business a need to add at this point in time. For the next 2 years, our focus, and this, you know, we spoke about also in the previous and the previous call, that for next 2 years our focus is to reach to the capacity utilization of 90% plus, you know, for the existing assets that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, if I just had to, you know, like compare, you know, margins without, you know, backward integration, versus, so what would be the delta like if suppose, you know, you didn't have steel manufacturing capacity and you had to buy it from outside, so what would be the delta when you manufacture
about delta part? Let's understand the steel capacity, not the capacity. Having a steel plant is a biggest enabler, I can tell you, for our business. You know, as the customer expectation increases, as you see, there are riders coming in the market for
you know, for the right quality, and the customer wants to control even the steel quality, right? And also clubbed with, let's say, the preference for domestic manufacturing. And when you do high-class pipe and tube products by extrusion route, you require big size bars. And if you really ask me, I mean, probably we would not have been able to do this good or build plans around pipe and tube if we didn't have this backward integration in form of a steel manufacturing facility of our own. If you'd see some of the projects which are already there in the public domain, and you'll see in future, I'm sure more of such will come. You know, our biggest advantage or the biggest strength is to have our own captive steel. We have much better predictability, we have much better control on our, you know, cost and quality, and which is giving an advantage for sure.
Got it, sir. So I'll come back with more, you know, understanding, and, you know, ask you a few more questions later on. Thank you so much for this. It was very helpful, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rajvi from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you please give some outline on the demand scenario, especially if you can give some sense around the order book and how does it compare YOY?
So, Rajvi, I was just saying, you know, a few minutes before that, of course, the market is slow at this point in time. The demand is also a little tepid. If you ask me, the last year on year, if you see, I think we are at the same order book level, though I would say market scenario would have been better, we could have also done much better. Because our internal capability, our deliverance competence has increased much more what it was, you know, 1 year back. At the same time, since the markets remained slow, the order book also, you know, has not grown the way we would like to. But at the same time, it is very clear the moment we have, you know, some uptick, we'll certainly have, you know, much, much better order book. Currently, we are operating at, I would say, about 2 months, 2.5 months. And, you know, the desire is, or the, you know, the ideal order book for this kind of a business is something like a 3 months plus. 4 months is the best.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Gorakhia for his closing comments.
Thank you. At the cost of repetition, I wish to mention, in the backdrop of external challenges, we are keeping steadfast focus on our core competencies and strategy of value over volume. We remain ready and well positioned to deliver superior performance as we expect revival in demand and consumption during next quarters. We are continuing to work on increasing our basket of offerings by adding newer and innovative products, building strategic partnerships by securing approvals and accreditations to enhance our capabilities, embracing technology and fostering innovation and digitization, which will be crucial to drive growth. I hope we have addressed your queries well. If you have any further queries, please don't hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team. Thank you once again for joining us, and I look forward to reconnecting with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.